$7 for a gallon of milk? Vera Miller doesn't know how her family will survive if Congress doesn't pass a farm bill by January, when subsidies for dairy and other basic groceries expire. Failure by Congress to act will cause soaring food prices, like $7 milk, coupled with the possibility of further cuts to SNAP benefits, also known as food stamps. Vera and her husband already skimp on their own meals so that their two children have enough to eat. Her husband was laid off from his job as a steelworker last year and is now in vocational school with plans to become an HVAC technician. In the meantime, Vera's part-time job isn't enough to pay bills and feed her family, so SNAP benefits bridge the gap. Vera and her family are among the nearly 800,000 people in our state who count on SNAP benefits for temporary help with food until they can become self-sufficient. SNAP benefits were already reduced last month, leaving many individuals support of just $1.42 per meal. That kind of budget usually means buying quantity over quality, so healthy food like fruits and vegetables and whole grains are left out of the grocery cart. Cutting SNAP benefits doesn't just impact the 1 in 8 Central Marylanders who are food insecure. The effects of reductions to SNAP ripple throughout our communities and economy well into the future. According to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities and the Department of Agriculture, every $5 of SNAP benefits creates $9 of economic growth. In 2012, SNAP benefits pumped nearly $1.1 billion into Maryland's economy. In addition, hunger is linked with children's success in school. Studies show that kids who eat breakfast miss less school and perform better in math, averaging about 17% higher on math test scores. And ironically, hunger also increases one's likelihood of becoming obese and developing chronic disease. SNAP benefits are one of the few government programs that are proven to help lift people out of poverty. Reducing them is a punch to the stomach to Vera's family and other members of our community who need help the most. I'm Mark First, President and CEO of United Way of Central Maryland for WYPR, your NPR news station.